Good evening.
Good evening. Oh.
My apologies for being late. It's all Eric Jones's fault. At least it's not Dr. Blakey's this time. December meeting of the Colonial School Board of Education to order. Our host this evening is Doug Tim, principal of Cary Downey Elementary School. And the flag salute this evening will be led by Eric Jones, assistant principal of William Penn High School.
He was practicing, right?
Got to get to blame for something, bud.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I know you're used to that spotlight because you used to do that when you used to chuck that football around, right? There you go. See, I am old. I remember that.
He said it, I didn't.
Never questioned.
Be careful there now, Ms. Kennedy. I got to get my sheets in order here. Dr. Blakey messed them up.
I didn't touch his stuff. It's her age again.
All right, our next order of business is any additions or corrections to the board agenda.
Remove the update to the Dallas School Board Association as there were no meetings this month.
Okay. One change, if approved, will be to remove item number 12. Update, DSB updates. Any others? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as revised?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as advised.
Second.
Then move the second to approve the agenda as revised. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The agenda is approved. Consent agenda, which consists of past board meeting minutes, education items, such as good cause choice applications, and choice terminations, and some personnel moves. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Consent agenda is approved. Student and staff recognition. Ms. Wilson.
Good evening, President Laws, Vice President Kennedy, fellow board members, and all of you here from Colonial Nation. Tonight we're going to begin our recognitions with We have two students who are being recognized. Myla Guevara, an eighth grade student from Dunning Bedford, was the winner in a poster contest called Journey of Peace, sponsored by the Lions Club International. The contest was open to youth ages 9 through 13 and encouraged students to promote peace, tolerance, and understanding through art. Myla's poster will be judged with hundreds of others from around the world for a grand prize of $500,000. Asia Harding, also from Dunning Bedford, received an honorable mention for her artistic submission. Joining us from the Lions Club with the girls will be Henry Chisholm, a former Colonial teacher, and Jan Hennon, the president, and also Melissa Johnson is the proud teacher who loves that her students are sharing their talent with the community and representing who we are.
Congratulations.
Very proud. Great teacher.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Here, wait a minute. They only knew. Eat your heart out.
They only knew.
If they only knew.
I died. TMI, bud.
His wife will house it.
Young man, you don't have to wait for him. You don't want to do the work. You did the work, not him. All right, congratulations.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Good job.
I won that years ago.
You won it? It was fixed.
Probably. Well, congratulations anyhow. That it? Thank you very much, Mr. Wilson. Next order of business we have is education. We have a field trip request for the William Penn Music Department for a field trip for approximately 100 students, 5 staff members, 10 chaperones to travel to Wildwood, New Jersey from April 30th, 2020 through May 3rd, 2020. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the field trip for the William Penn Music Department to Wildwood, New Jersey from April 30th to May 3rd, 2020. And it is for 100 students, teachers, and chaperones.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moving second to approve the field trip requisition for the request for the William Penn High School Music Department. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Next one we have is for a field trip for the William Penn FFA. It's a request for approval of 10 students and 2 staff members to travel to Indianapolis, Indiana, from October 28, 2020 through October 31st, 2020 for the National FFA Conference. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the William Penn FFA students to attend the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana from Wednesday, October 28, 2020 through Saturday, October 31st, 2020 for approximately 10 students and 2 staff members.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moving second to approve the request for the field trip for the William Penn FFA. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Request is approved. We have a third request for the McCullough 7th grade students. Administration is requesting approval for 40 students and 40 staff members and 2 chaperones to travel to Cape Henlopen State Park Youth Camp 2 from April 30th, 2020 through May 1st, 2020. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve McCullough Middle School curricular field trip for 7th grade students to attend the Cape Henlopen Youth Camp 2 from Thursday, April 30th, 2020 through Friday, May 1st, 2020. Approximately 40 students, 4 staff members, and 2 chaperones.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved second to approve a request for a McCullough 7th grade to attend the camp at Cape Henlopen State Park. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Request is approved. Next order of business we have is administrative contracts. Dr. Blakey.
Good evening, Colonial Nation, board members. At this time, I'd ask that you approve the administrative contract renewals as discussed in executive.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve Colonial administrative contract renewals as discussed in executive committee.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved second to approve the administrative contracts as discussed in executive session. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Superintendent's contract. Dr. Blakey.
As everyone knows, my last board meeting will be next month, and we will have a need for a permanent replacement. It gives me great pleasure not only to say thank you to everyone here for the hard work in the 5.5 years that I've been superintendent. Where I'm going is significantly behind and can use all of the things that we've done, the work that we've done in the last 5.5 years. We are outpacing the nation in many things that we're doing, and it's a tribute to our parents and our staff that really works hard, and I just want to say thank you for all that. At this time, though, it's about my replacement, Dr. Menzer. He was appointed as my replacement when I announced my departure in September. And this is an opportunity to the board, for the board to officially bring him on as superintendent of Colonial School District beginning February 1st of 2020.
Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the superintendent's contract as discussed and presented by the administration in executive session.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved second to approve the superintendent's contract as discussed in the executive session. Questions? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion is carried.
Congratulations, Dr. Menzer.
Next order of business we have superintendent's office report. Dr. Blakey, you're next to last one.
Maybe. Well, for any of the families that were recognized when we took pictures, if you would choose to leave, you may, but you're going to miss a great presentation. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to bring the Wilmington Manor staff, led by Ms. Lindsay DiMedio, up to talk about all the great things that are happening at the Manor. So, Ms. DiMedio, the floor is yours.
Future FIA?
Yeah,
all
right.
Good evening, President Long, Vice President Kennedy, Superintendent Blakey, School Board members, and the Colonial School District community. I am Lindsay Comedio, the principal of Wilmington Manor Elementary School. As principal, it is my distinct pleasure to share with you all of the many ways in which we provide access and opportunity to our students through the power of voice. Tonight, you will hear from staff, students, parents, and community members regarding the many opportunities and services we have to enhance the colonial education experience through access and opportunity. I'd now like to introduce our school counselor, Megan Peavy.
As our school counselor, one of my tasks is to bring career awareness to our students. On May 31st, 2019, we welcomed professionals from around the area to share about their jobs and careers with our students. Kindergarten and first grade participated in Career on Wheels, where they rotated through vehicles that represented various jobs, including NBC 10's Tim Furlong, who brought his news van. Second through fifth grade students rotated through careers indoors and included the director of basketball operations for the Philadelphia 76ers. We also involved district staff, including a bus driver, dietitians, and Dr. Lyda. Without this event, students may not have access to the many different job and career opportunities in the Newcastle County area.
Them occupied inside the classroom, but outside, take a look at the newest addition, a chicken coop. With students at William Penn having a larger version of a chicken coop where they raise chickens of all kinds, Kate Zimmerman thought her second graders could too. She called on the high school's construction students to build this smaller version and got a grant to fund a mini chicken coop, purchase the chickens, and one rooster.
I'm hoping that they get the experience of working with animals that maybe they may not have, and learning how to care for them and keep them healthy, and just an all-around, you know, it's a good thing to learn, I feel. So, and they can take it on through, you know, middle and high school. So just a great experience.
These youngsters have studied about chickens and what it takes to raise them, and even created a display in the hallway about what they've learned.
They're gonna lay eggs, sit on them for like, I don't know, like 2 weeks. then they'll hatch and need food. I learned that in my first born, they have to be heated and stuff.
Because the heating system hasn't been installed in the chicken coop yet, the chicks haven't arrived, but they're expected to be in their new homes by Christmas, and Zimmermann has big plans for them.
They will be laying eggs, so we're hoping to sell to, like, community. We're hoping to give some to, like, the middle school. We're hoping to, you know, just provide it to our cafeteria here at school so the kids can be, you know, experience our eggs that we've laid here.
A new inter-school program at Wilmington Manor is called Kid Chef. Kid Chef is a grant-funded 5-week-long after-school club that is sponsored by the Food Bank of Delaware. The group provides access to nutrition information and healthy snack options at no cost to our school or our students. They get to cook and eat their creations together, and they lead each session with a healthy, low-prep, kid-friendly after-school snack idea that they can bring back to their family.
I'm Jen Porter. I teach second grade at Wilmington Manor, and I also am a Girls on the Run coach. This past season was our fourth at Wilmington Manor. The program instills in girls, grades 3 through 5, the self-confidence to become a better friend and student. Girls on the Run inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident using a fun, experience-based curriculum which creatively integrates running. This program envisions a world where every girl knows and activates her limitless potential and is free to boldly pursue her dreams. In November, a 5K to celebrate the season was held at Dover International School.
So the PATS program is called, stands for the Peaceful Alternatives to Tough Situations, and we've been in the school for about a year now. We meet on Mondays and Wednesdays after school for 2 hours, and I also meet with all the kids about 1 hour a week during the week. And just from my end, you know, it's been really cool for me to be with this program because it's one of the, honestly, rare programs that I've worked with that really has made a difference. And instead of me going on about all of the things that we do, we thought it would be better to have two of our shining stars in the program kind of explain what we do. So without any further ado, here's the redacted one.
I know how they feel.
You're taller though.
Thank you. of Will Ralph. He is one of the guardians of these two lovely young men.
I just want to start off with saying thank you to everyone at Wilmington Manor Elementary. They've been an integral part to helping us with these kids and the recent tragedies that we've had. Recently, we've lost their mother, and they've been there every step of the way, helping with getting the boys through everything, just being that second system back up for us, as well as Mr. J and Pat's program. It's amazing. They love it.
Any questions?
Do we have any questions for the Wilmington Manor team?
I think this
Ms.
is a
Kennedy,
great
I know
program.
You got something to say. Go ahead.
No, I just think this is a great program. I'm just shocked it's the first time we've heard about it.
Yeah,
it sounds wonderful.
So you want to tell a little bit about the PATS program a little bit more?
So last year when I became the principal at Wilmington Manor, Dr. Menzer actually came to me and said, hey, I was able to get this free program through the Youth Advocate Center, and they're going to come in and they're going to work with at-risk youth and help with problem solving. And like, okay. So I was like, okay, all right. So then,
there you go.
the guidance counselor and I basically picked some students that we thought would benefit from this program. And I think what's been most impactful is they've become kind of like a boys club in the school. And Mr. J comes in throughout the day during the week to check in. And him and I text all the time. He is in contact with their teachers. So it's just another way of checking in on those students just to make sure like they're making the right choices.
Great.
It's just another support system for them. It's been
wonderful.
Really incredible.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments?
I have one.
Go
I
ahead.
Just wanted to know, are you two boys twins?
Yes.
You don't, you
what
don't
she
really
said.
Have to settle arguments, right?
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah. Are there parents here? If you're Wilmington Manor parents.
The guardian.
Okay.
The guardian.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You like the program?
Yes.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, Wilmington Manor team, if you would like to leave, you can.
Nice job.
Karen's really pushed. She's pushing that crowd right now.
Yeah.
We're almost done anyway.
Yep. We're gonna be another 10 or 15 minutes, and that'll be it. Hopefully.
Welcome to
stay.
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
Oh, you can stay.
Thank you. When you first came in, I was like, who's that? Yeah, I was like, you were bending down. I was like, who's that? Then I was like, oh.
You're okay, man. You're
oh, sorry. Sorry.
Next order of business we have is facilities. Dr. Blakey, or would that be Ms. Falcon?
It's Dr. Menzer. So we're going to call Dr. Menzer to talk about the facilities and the use.
First, we have we're seeking the board's approval of the Gunny Bedford Auditorium HVAC bid. You have it in your information packet there. You can see that the contract we're asking to be awarded the lowest bid qualifier, Robert Mullen HVAC.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve the administrative recommendation for the contract awarded to the lowest qualified bidder, Robert Mullen HVAC.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moved and second to approve the administrator's recommendation to the contract be awarded to Robert Mullen HVAC. Questions? I do. Why only one bidder?
We had four bidders at the last minute. three of the bidders had to pull their offer because they were using the same electrical subcontractor that pulled their proposal.
So there were four bids at the table. There were four bids at the table, and they got pulled.
And then the three had to pull themselves out literally the morning of the bid opening.
Okay. Other questions? Hey, are they a Delaware contractor?
Yes.
Are they? Okay. Never heard of them.
Probably downstaters.
Any other questions?
You know what, Ted, I'm going to say, I know about the other one. I don't know Robert Mullen exactly. I'll find out, but I know that...
It's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no other questions, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved.
Again, we seek the board's approval for our recommendation for a contract to be awarded to the project for the Carey Downing Roof Repair and Maintenance Project.
Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve administrative recommendation that the contract be awarded to the lowest qualified bidder, D Project Inc.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved a second to approve the request for the roof replacement at Carey Downey be awarded to D Project Inc. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried.
Robert Mullen is a local contractor out of Newark. I mean, out of Newcastle.
Okay. Thank you.
I never heard of D Project.
Next order of business we have is financial presentation. Ms. Falcon. You got your wish. You didn't have to follow the...
good evening, Colonial Board, Colonial Nation. Tonight we're going to go over the financial presentation, or the budget marriage report for the month ending October 31st, 2019. We looked at this report last week on the 3rd with our finance committee. One third of our fiscal year has already gone by. We have received 89.82% of our annual expected revenue as most of our tax receipts were received during the month of October. Year-to-date expenditures, we are back under budget at 30.47%. When we add in encumbrances, we're just under 34% year-to-date. We had about $35,000 in credit card transactions. We didn't have any new concerns in any of the budget areas, although there is ongoing conversation about how some budgets will be adjusted in the final presentation in January. And just a note to let you know that that final budget and the state's reduction plan will be presented next month. I also have Ms. Reed to present the committee's recommendation.
So we did meet last week and we present the budget for you for your approval. But before I leave, I just wanted to mention that we also had a special guest at our meeting, which was very informative. Mr. Gavin Kane, he's the Instructional Technology and Library Supervisor, mm-hmm. and he gave us a really good report on what is going on in the libraries, and I think everyone really appreciated his presentation.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion from the board?
I make a motion to approve the monthly budget variance report as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the monthly budget variance report as presented. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Item number 12 was removed from the agenda. We did not have any items removed from the consent agenda. Next order of business we have is conversation with the board. We had none.
She's sitting there taking her head now.
Yeah, I know. Next item we have on the agenda is adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.